If how come here you chayif every single malacha sefer chatis, and the ratio where you forgot today was Shabbos, you only chayif one chatis for the whole Shabbos, even though you did a lot of malachas on that Shabbos? So Rashi Maishna Resha, the Shigig of Shabbos, where you forgot today was Shabbos, Rizod the Malachas. You talking new, you're not a do Malachas. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Loi Mechayev Alachas, Alach, Riz Yoni Chayev 1, Lechol Shabbos, every Shabbos only one Chiyev Chattis. The Sefer, the last part of the Mishnah says, Rizod and Shabbos, where you knew today was Shabbos. Just for Shigig of Malachas, you forgot that you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, you can't be kotzer on Shabbos. There the Mishnah says, Chayev HaKol Molochum Molochum. For every single Moloch you do on Shabbos, you Chayev a special Chattis. So what's the chiddush between the two cases? So the Gemara, Omer of Safra, Kan, Miyadiyah, Shabbos, who perish. If the first case, you forgot today was Shabbos. So when we tell you it's Shabbos, that's what stops you from doing the Molochum. So it's like one stopping. Shabbos who perish. V'kan yediyas malach who perish. In the second case, you knew today was Shabbos. Just you did not know. You're not allowed to plow. You're not allowed to be kotzer. You can't cut off. You can't cook on Shabbos. So when we tell you you're not allowed to cook, you stop cooking. When we tell you you're not allowed to plow, you stop plowing. So there's a lot of things stopping you. That's why you chayav achatas for each one. For the Gemara Omalei Rav Nachman, how could you divide up the two between Shabbos and the malachis? Klum perish mishabbos elu mishum malachis. Like, even if you know today is Shabbos, you need two ingredients to ask you, like, from stop you from doing the malacha. You have to, first of all, know today is Shabbos, and then you have to know that on Shabbos is also to do the malacha. So you need both ideas in both cases. Kolum parash mishabbos elam mishum malachas. When we tell you Shabbos, why do you stop doing the malacha? Because you know now on Shabbos you can't do this malacha. O kolum pirish mishabbos. When we tell you the malacha is also, why do you stop doing the malacha? Elam mishum Shabbos, because today is Shabbos. So that's not a difference whether we tell you today is Shabbos or the Malachas are also. In both cases, you need both ingredients to ask you. Elo Amri Rav Nachman, the svar is like this. Korban dechayev rachmon amai. What's the siba to mechayev to bring a korban? How do you do the chet ashgoga? The shalom, what do you reshoga? What did you forget? If you did a chet bishgoga that you forgot, it's also for the forgetting, that's what you have to bring the korban. So the question is, what did you forget? Hosom chodeshgoga. In the ratio, in the middle case of the Mishnah, what did you forget? We're talking about you knew there's Lamates Melochas. You know on Shabbos you can't do the Melochas. You're not a shogig about the Melochas. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. So the Shgogah was, you forgot today is Shabbos. So it's called one Shgogah, therefore you chayim one Chattis. Hoch or two v'shgogah seven. But in the safe of the Mishnah, even you know today was Shabbos. There's no Shgogah about Shabbos. What is your shkoga? That you forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, you forgot you can't cook on Shabbos, you forgot you can't cut apples off the tree on Shabbos. So if every single malacha is a special shkoga, that's why you chayiv for every malacha a special chattis, because there are a few shkogas involved. So Rashi, kan medias malacha to parish, kiyam rule Shabbosu le parish donam miyoda, v'chiyam rule malacha kashu v'izu parish shukach, I mean, malachas yobi. The kashu's name, klum pirish v'shabbos elam mishum, v'chiyoidiyu Shabbosu hikte shechoto, ala malachas o klum pirish v'malachas leimai, v'yidiyas ha malachas elam mishum Shabbos. The chiyam rule malachas hein, hikte shechulu Shabbos, like it's a hainu hach. The reason why you stop doing malachas, because you mechalu Shabbos. Elma the chilek is between the shkogos. That the chiyuv korban comes because of a shogeg. So what did you forget? In the ratio, you used one shkog, you forgot today was Shabbos. And the sefer, no, you knew today was Shabbos. So you forgot this malach was also. That's mechayiv, your separate chattis, each one. For the more vayta. Chilek malachis minolim. Mishnah says, chayiv akol malacha malacha. It's in the case where you know today is Shabbos, that you forgot the malachis are also. For every malach you did, you chayiv a separate chattis. So if we had before, could come out, Yechayiv Mamish 39 Chatois is possible for one Shabbos. For the Gemara, Chilek Malachas Minolim. How do we know this, Yisrei Taka? That for every Malacha you do, even though it's for one Helim, one Shkoga, Yechayiv a separate Chattis. How do we know each Malacha is called a Chilek Malachas? Omer Shmuel says, Omer Kroa, the Postik says, Mechaleho Mois Yumos. Like a double lotion. If you Mechale Shabbos, you get like Mois Yumos will kill you twice. Is a Torah ribsa mises harbe. A chilulech. Torah says for one chilul Shabbos, you chayiv a few mises. So the Gemara, I hay b'mezik. See, this pasuk is talking about mezik. We want to know by chattis b'shegig. What do you bring me a raya for mezik? So So the Gemara, im einu inyan lemezid, this pasuk is extra, because by mezid itself you don't need to say you're going to get two times misa. The pasuk says, kol oisa melacha yumos. Whoever does a melacha on Shabbos is a chiv misa. You get misa b'day adam. What does the pasuk mean? Mois yumos will kill you twice. It's not shat kill somebody twice. Once you have a chiv misa once, that's it. So what is the term marba? There's two misas here. It's nu inyan l'shevi. The pasuk means to be marba more if you do the chet and Shabbos b'shevi. That means you forgot you're not allowed to be chorosh. You forgot you can't be kotzer. You forgot the melachah. You chay the special chatis for each melachah melachah. Of zoyu my yumos my yumos. What is like my yumos mean? What do you mean? We'll kill you twice. Yumos the moment. I mean, we'll take away a lot of money from you. You'll have to spend the money to buy the kabbonis. So that's how you know chilik melachas. So drashi chilik melachas shegufei melachas mischalkin lechatois. That each melachah is mechal to be mechayiv you for another chatis. Even though it's like one forgetting, you didn't realize in between you did a chet. It's one forgetting. It's one Shabbos, one forgetting that you're doing melachas on the Shabbos. Still, for every melachah you do, you chayiv a special chatis. Pasuk says, "Most you must mashma misas harbi." The moment lapushe kabonis. So to kill you a few times is not shaykh. So the pasuk means in Indian lemezid, it means for shogeg, that if you do the melachas with shogeg, you chayiv a special chatis for each one, and will kill you means by bringing a lot, spending your money on kabonis. As I learned Shmuel, Shred Gemara Kashan Shmuel, the tapik lechilik melachas mehecha the nafkul el Reb Nosson. Why does Shmuel need a new pasuk to dash in his pasuk mechalei amot yumos? Why doesn't Shmuel learn out the same pasuk that Reb Nosson learns out from? The Tanya learned in a brisa. Reb Nosson, the pasuk says, Leisavaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. You can't burn or make a fire on Shabbos. A new love. Is not time with Lema. The question is, why did the Torah have to say it for? Nechura, this is one of the Lamates Melachis. So, if you're not going to make fire, you can't burn on Shabbos. Why did the Torah have to say special this Melacha? So, the Gemara, not time with Lema. The Fish and Emma, the Postik says before, Vayakel Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. Moshe brought together the Gans Klai Yisrael, and he said, Eila Hadvorim. These are the things that's also to do on Shabbos. 6 days do melacha, but Yom Hashvi you can't do melacha. Ridashin, Devorim means two. Hadavorim, it says next Shuhei, that's like three. And the pasuk says Eila Hadavorim. Eila is 36. So 36 and 3 is 39. Ridashin, Eila Hadavorim is Eilu Shloishim V'Teishim Melachas. These are the 39 melachas. Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinai that was said to Moshe B'Sinai. So Ridashin Reb Nosson. So the pasuk says, "Claude, there are 39 melachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos." Yochol osam kulam bela mechad. Ein achayev el achas. I would think of somebody on one Shabbos does all the 39 melachas bela mechad. Means he forgot he can't do these melachas. He didn't realize in between he can't do these melachas, and he did them all with one helam. As I would think at the end, he's only chayev one chatis el achas. Tamuloyma, there's one pasuk that says, "Ba'achorish uva'kotze tishpois." That the pasuk Pasha is talking about on Shabbos. That on Shabbos you should rest from a mitzvah essay, not to make harisha, do not plow, and not to make a ksira. Is why the Torah have to say these two things special? And the Mata tell me if you do these two things on Shabbos, you chayiv a special chatas for these two. So here I see chilut melachas. So the Gemara name, v'adayin ani yom, I will still tell you al harisha v'al ksira chayiv shtayim. Maybe only for these two melachas, if you do them on Shabbos, you chayiv two chatois. The Yakulam made a chayiv alachas. Mashen came the rest of the 37 melachis. If you do all the rest of them in one helam, means you don't realize in between you did a chet. Maybe you only chayiv one chatas for the rest of them. It's maybe only these two, like Rashi will soon say, like Shnei Ksugim, Aboin Kiecha. Maybe just these two for Harish and for Ktsira, you chayiv separate melachis, but for separate chatois. But for the rest of the melachis, maybe you only chayiv one chatas. Talmud Leimel, therefore Reb Nosson Dashkin, the Pasuk says, Loi Sevaru Eish. That's what the Torah had a chazer open, said an extra time, Loi Sevaru Eish, don't burn, don't make fire on Shabbos. Val Havora Bechal Hoysa. Havora, this Moloch of Havora making fire, is Bechal of Lamates Molochis. For Lama Yotzis, how come the Torah took out this Moloch especially, and set it by itself? Is Lahake Sheleo, to be makish all the other 38 Molochis to it. Just like by burning fire on Shabbos. Shiyav Moloch, it's one of the obvious Molochis. V'chayav Moloch from the Atzmo, since the Torah put it separately, if you do it on Shabbos, he's lecha chayiv a malacha for a chatis for doing it itself. It's a limud af kol. All the other 38 malachas, af kol shuav malach, anything that's not malacha, he's a locha chayiv maleh b'fnei atzma. You chayiv by itself. If you do it by itself, you chayiv a chatis for itself. So the Zoi, that's Reb Nosson's postik, lo yisavar ho'esh b'chol moshu v'sechem, the Torah puts it out separately, the features this yichsoid, that there's a din of chilek molochas by Shabbos. For every molochah you do on Shabbos, yichayim a separate molchatis. So the Kashan Shmuel, why didn't Shmuel also learn like Reb Nosson? Now the Gemara, Shmuel savolok Rebbe Yosi. It's not shver, Shmuel holds like Reb Yosi. It's like a din zachan Reb Nosson. And the Kashri is, why did the Torah say separately, lo yisavar ho'esh b'chol moshu v'sechem? So Rabbi Yosi Yomar, the Yomar Havor Lav Yotis. The reason why the Torah said it separately to teach us that even though it's one of the obvious malachis, for this malach, if you do it on Shabbos, you're not chayiv misa. It's only a lav bialma. The Tanya, the Brisa says Havor Lav Yotis. The Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says the reason why the Torah said this malach of Havor separately to teach us loisavar leish is only a lav and no misa involved. Reb Nosson Noyim Elachalik Yotis. Reb Nosson says no. The reason why the Torah said Leisavar Leish is to tell us this Yisayid Lechalik Yotis, that all the Melachis, if you do them on Shabbos, Yechai the separate Chatas for each one of them. Here, let's see Rashi. Rashi Matam Leim Beloi Kvar Nehem Leis Sasa Kol Melacha. The Torah already said he can't do the Melachis, and Svar Leish, making the fire, is one of the Lamatas Melachis. Devorim Zot Rashi is Mash Matrei. Hey, it says Hadvorim L'Rabbi Yitzchad to Moisim another one. Harei Shleishi, Yah 3. Eile, and it says Eile Hadvorim, Eile B'gematria Lamedvot. It's 36, so 36 of 3, Harei Lamedes. Talmud Loima, Bechorish Shulakotzi, Tishbois, Kloima. Belav Loisavaru, even without the extra posuk Loisavaru Eish, have we learned the Mela Tuchu, we should learn out Chilik Melochis, Mehai, from this posuk. Im Loish Yesh Loshi, but not that fact, you could ask the Kash and you can't learn out. But we have to understand, why can't we? Like first the Pasuk says, Bachorish Uvakotze Tishbeis. You should rest on Shabbos, don't do Charisha, don't do Ksiru. There's the question, why does the Torah have to say these two Melochis is B'chad Alamates? So the Gemara name, but I can't learn out from these two. Vadzik Rashi Vadayin, Ani Yoyimi Achorish Bekotzi Chayv Shtayim. Im Osim Belomech, if you did these two Melochis, like a Chayv Tuchatois. Why Shrei Hotziyim in a cloud? The Torah took it out of the Poshta Eilad Vorm, the Poshta Lamates Melochis, and said it separately, these two Melochis, Lechalkon Lishtayim, to tell me for these two Melochis, for Charish and Ksira, you get two separate Chatois. Umashma Azorah Lekotzi Liatzma, V'yazor Lechorish Liatzma. Liatzma is a special Azorah for each one of the two. Is the Kash to learn out from these two to all over? I say no. The Yakula Machas, maybe only these two have a Chiyav, a special Chiyav Chatis. But the other 37 Melochis, you only Chayiv one, even though you do all of them. What's the Svar? Why? So Drashi, the Bechod Melocha Kalinu, the Chad Lav, all the other Melochas are Bechlau, one Lav. Over Dover, Shoye Bechlau, the Yotzim, and a Chlau, Lulmud, the Lumud, the Danile. I, let's say, if a kid, Harish and Ktiris, coming out of the cloud to teach us that the whole cloud also has the same din, that for every malach is a separate chatis, to ever lay cloud malach to say, no, you can't say that here, because before the Lamed test malach was Abachal Malach to say, or Porat Biesa, here the Torah says, Bachorish, Bachorish, Bachotze Tishbois, Mash Malosh and Isser Asay, V'yein Dona Malach to the Chalap Prat, you can't be done as a Chalap Prat. Inam, another pshat Rashi, why he learned out from these two ovis to all over. Have you chorish b'kotze shnei ksuvim bo'in t'yechad. The blind is like two ksuvim. Like, why the Torah have to say these two malachas? Let it just say one malach. Let it just say charisha. That yechai v'chatis. And I will know, just like this yechai v'chatis, who are then all the other lamates malachas yechai v'special chatis? Why did the Torah have to say charisha and ksiru for these two? So blind is like shnei ksuvim bo'in t'yechad. Then the klal is v'yein malamdin. He can learn out from there. The Torah just should have said one and not two. The fact that the Torah says both of them, so it would say only these two is chilek malachis. But the other 37 malachis, if you do them all together on one Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. How do I know chilek malachis? Land Ram Nosson from the Pasuk Talmud Loi Malay Sevaru. For Loi Sevaru Eish. From here I learn out the double Hashoye Beklal, the Yotzim and Aklal, Lumoid. So Drashi now, Vachotzil, Vachorish, Vachotzil, what do I need it for? Once I know chilek malachis from loy sevaru eish, so mele all the malachis have a chilek, a special chatis. what did Torah have to say separately? Charisha and Ktzirifur. So Drasha in Echlam, it's Ledrasha Achrina. We dash in other drashas from this pasuk now. Ikra Mekiva, Darash Klai, Vialma, Linyan, Tais, Vishvias. He learns out the pasuk, the Labdab is talking about Shabbos. He's talking about Shvias and the Zechi of Taisvas, even before Shvias. Ikra Yishmol, Linyan, Shabbos. That Ma Chorish Rishut, the Torah only asks for the Charisha of Rishut. Akhtir Rishut, Lumud Akhtir Oimel. The Chiddush Shid, when you want to bring the Oimel, if it comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut down the Tzvua to bring the Korban Oimel, even on Shabbos. Shadrich HaShabbos. But I call upon him to leave it is according to Reb Nosson from Loisavar Reish. Why did the Torah have to say separately this lap? Is Bechal Hoysa, the Loisasa Kom Locha. This is one of the Lamates Melochis, was Bechal, all the Lamates Melochis. Is now that it comes out of the cloud, is Lachashalez, the Rashi, Kol Sham Melochis, to teach us to all other Melochis. She Nichlo Imo, that Makli was in the cloud. Bechal, Shezu Midim Atar, this is one of the Lamates, this is one of the Yugim Amidis. That Kol Dover Shoye, Bechal, something was first in the cloud, it was Lamates Melochis. The Yotzim Nachlau, this Melocha of Loisavar Eish went out of the cloud, Lilmoit, to teach us a chiddush, that for it itself you get a chattis, a separate chattis. Is learned Lilmoit, the Latzma Yotza didn't only go to teach itself. That's for it itself you get chattis. No, it comes to teach us on the whole cloud. That's for all the Lama Tes Melochas, every single Melocha has a special chiyat chattis for itself. So as a learned Reb Nosson. So the kasher is, why doesn't Shmuel also learn like Reb Nosson? The Teretzi is, Shmuel dashes this posuk lines to Loisavar Eish, like Reb Yossi does. Then what to love? Shein chayov v'molei chorus, that for this melocha yinat is not here chorus. Uskila kishar melocha. Zela mashram abo. It's only a love. Don't learn to Reb Yossi. So it's good why Shmuel does not like Reb Nosson, because Shmuel holds that this pshan the posuk is like Savar Weish is like Reb Yossi. Therefore Shmuel needs his own posuk to teach us of Mechaleh, Mois Yulos, that there's a chiluk melocha is by Shabbos. If every melocha you do, you chayev a separate chabbos. So the Gemara Vayit Tshver, there's another limud, a third limud, how we know chilek melochas. For the Gemara Vatepik Le Lechalek Melochas, Vehechad Anaf Le Le Reb Yossi. It's a trick Shver and Shmuel. Why doesn't Shmuel learn out chilek melochas from Reb Yossi's posik? Why does Shmuel need a new posik on Mechalei Amos Yumos? Why doesn't he learn out like Reb Yossi learns out? Where's Reb Yossi's Joshua? The Tanya. Reb Yossi Yaina. The posik says, Ve'oso Me'achas Mehena. If you do one of the chatoim, you have to bring a chatas. So Trashi, achas mehena, achas hevel lemichtav. Real, the Torah just should have said the word before. Rashi, v'osa meyachas mehena, oimel inyin chatas. The apostle is talking about to do a chet, you have to bring a chatas. Hevel lemichtav v'yos achas. The apostle just should have said v'yos achas, you do one of the chatoim. Felishti, that's all. Is isolei sham mem de meyachas. So the apostle says, v'osa meyachas. So the mem is extra. The whole teva mehena ledrosha, and the Tosafot pasuk says v'yoso meyachas mehena. Hey, the word mehena is extra, and in mehena there are two droshas. The Torah could have just said hena, and it says mehena, so it's two extra. So the kids see have like three extra words here to make three droshas. The Torah could have just said v'yoso achas, and the Torah says meyachas an extra mem, and it says the word hena second, and it says mehena an extra mem. So there are three types of drushes here. So drashi v'dorish hochi, midashim from these drushes like this. That as the word achas and heino, ponim shekol maisa v'roisav choshevachas, sometimes even though you do a lot of melachas together, you only chayiv one chatis, o ponim shukori heino loshin mavin. And sometimes though, even though you did like on one Shabbos a lot of melachas, you chayiv separately for each one. Like we'll soon see how he dashins. From here he knows, chilik melachas. Zot Gemara, he dashes, Pomim, Shechayov, Machas, Hakula. Sometimes, even though you do a lot of melachas, you only chayiv one chatis. And that's the case of Shivig Shabbos. If you forgot today was Shabbos, you know you can't do melachas, but just you forgot today was Shabbos. So even though you did a lot of melachas, that the Mishnah says, you only chayiv one chatis. Because the Shegig, what did you forget? You forgot today was Shabbos, that's called one Shegig. O Pomim, Zot Kabyesi, Shechayov, Makolachas, Biachas. But sometimes, if you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot, you are shogeg, you don't know Charisha Zosa, you don't know Ksira Zosa, you don't know Tchina Zosa. So Lachar is, you chayiv a separate chatis for each one of them. That's the achas and hena, that sometimes you chayiv special chatois for each one separately. So this is how Rabbi Yossi learns out chilek melachas.
So Rashi, Yom Rav Yisri Bechanina, my time with Rav Yisri, Kloyma, my Dorish Be'er Dekati, Mem Demehena, Mem Demiachas, Lamayosa. Like the sort of said, three extra drushes here. So what does it do from the word Mem and Mem? Yeah. And this bite. So tomorrow, yeah. Om Rav Yisri Bechanina, my time with Rav Yisri. So far we only answer what does it do with the word Achas and Hena. But the Torah said an extra word Hena. So we dash that sometimes for one, Yichayiv Hena, a lot of chatois. But now the Torah says extra also Mem, Meyachas is extra, and the Mem Mehena is extra. What to do with these two extra Mems is Achas, he learns out, Meyachas. And Hena, Mehena. What does that mean? Achas, Shiena. Hena, Shiachas. That's one type of a drush. That's what we just had. That sometimes for one, you chayiv a lot of chatois, and sometimes for a lot of mlochas, you only chayiv one chatis. That was the chiluk, whether it's, if you get today with Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis, or no, you know today with Shabbos, you forgot the melachis, you chayiv a lot of melachis. That's the achas and hena. That's from the extra word hena. Now what do you do with the mem? So tomorrow, achas is shimen. Without the word meachas, machas, I would think you only chayiv if you have kavana to write the word shimen, and you go and write the whole word shimen, then you chayiv. Now that the Torah says the mem meachas, that's a ribui, shein me shimen. It's even though you have kavana to write the whole shimen, and you sat down on Shabbos and you wrote a